Okay, welcome everybody. My name's Laura Anderko, and there are several people that I need to thank. First is Sonda Oppawal for putting up with us. us meaning the Fearless Partners in Crime, Liz Blackburn, please stand up, and Stephanie Chalupka. This is a partnership between public health nursing, environmental health, and occupational health. We did our first session last year, and we realized that having food is a good thing, but also having multiple sections work together is a really good thing, too. And even though we're focusing on nursing, we're really looking at a broader perspective of how nurses can work across sections, but obviously across other disciplines once we leave Philadelphia and go back home to do the real work. We've got a couple changes in the agenda. The first is I did not put food on it because I wasn't sure until the last minute if we could actually get food, but that's a good change. I will be introducing each of the speakers just as they come up so that we don't get burdened with the introductions, and we're really thoughtful about the backgrounds of each one of our excellent speakers. You'll also notice on the agenda in the booklet that we go from a broad perspective down to applied community-based applications, which last year it was really, we got very good feedback about the stories that people told and how we can take some of this important information and use it in the trenches, if you will. Let's see if there's any other announcements. Okay. The other thing that we'll be doing at the very end of the session, there'll be 15-20 minutes to have interaction and discussion, but there will be an opportunity for all of you to be part of our email listserv, which has been growing over the last several years. I'm actually chair of the Environmental Health Nurse Working Group of the Public Health Nursing Section, which is a really long title, but this idea evolved several years ago, and we will be in touch with you via an e-postcard to give you friendly reminders about things you can do to reduce your carbon footprint. One of them obviously being writing letters to your House representatives to thank them for passing the climate bill, and right now writing your senators to say do a better job, don't mess it up. And so if you're part of that email listserv or you'd like to be, there's a sign-up sheet in the back, okay? Let's see, anything else? I do want to say just a blanket statement that none of our presenters have a conflict of interest. I already mentioned the free contact hours for nurses. All right. So, without any further ado, we are going to start our session on climate change, nursing, and public health partnerships for action. Our first speaker is Sarah Hoverter. This is one of the changes in the agenda. Vicky Arroyo, who was scheduled to speak, is literally on the Hill working with folks on climate change legislation and doing good work. And I cannot thank Sarah enough for doing this. The title of her presentation is National and State Climate Policies, Emerging Plans for Action. Sarah is a staff attorney and professor for the Harrison Institute for Public Law at Georgetown University. Sarah and I actually met last year when I started at Georgetown, and we wrote a climate change grant together with Vicky Arroyo and in partnership with the O'Neill Institute for Global Health and Law, and specifically to look at adaptation plans for communities impacted by climate change. Sarah's earned her JD at Georgetown University Law Center and LLM at Georgetown University with a focus on advocacy. Please help me welcome Sarah Hoverter. For those of you that have signed up, we are going to be sending an e-postcard that will challenge you to take on the call for action. And I'm going to let Liz talk just a little bit about this. And we'll be around to answer questions. I'm so thrilled that so many of you stuck around. Cocktails are soon, I know. Anyway, here's Liz.
So thank you all again. I reiterate everybody's thanks for coming. But I think you're all here because you deeply care about this issue. So clearly, so the thank you, but we're all in this together. If we had time, if it wasn't 6 o'clock, which I believe it is, we would be talking about what can each of the sections, this is, as Laura said, this was sponsored by the environment section, the public health section, and the occupational health section. It didn't reflect that in the guide, but that doesn't matter, it was. And so we would talk about what can each of those sections do over the next year to take what we've heard today and make it a reality. So maybe we'll just take, if you won't mind, a second to see, are there some things on the tip of your tongue that you want to say that, what is something concrete each of these sections could do over the next year? Any ideas, any thoughts that are just dying to get out as you've sat here? Are you so wanting to get out? Anything? Anything that pops into your mind? All right. Well, you'll have a chance. We were also go, and if we had more time, and if maybe a little bit more energy, we would also talk about what you would want to do at next year's APHA meeting, because we did this last year. I think this was a nice building onto what we learned last year. But what would you want to hear next year? Would you want to hear about more plans that were on the ground, more stories about what really happened and how we can implement it? We hope that John comes back and he'll tell us that Copenhagen was a huge success, that we have all sorts of climate legislation that has passed and been signed by our new president. And so we're very hopeful, and we're hoping that when Sarah comes back, that every single state will have, an action plan, an adaptation plan. So we do hope that we've made good progress on that, and we can report on that. But what is there anything else that you'd want to really hear about next year? And again, maybe this was all so good and so fresh in your mind that you want to think on it a little bit, but you'll have an opportunity to do that. But I'll give you a second to respond. If not, we're going to be right. Yes, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that really excites me is the health impact assessment.
Okay.
And I work in the environmental health field, so I'm familiar with environmental impact reviews and statements. But I think to make sure that when we go back to our work to talk to folks about the value of health impact assessments and looking at climate change as part of that, building that into the tool, I think that's potentially very powerful. I hope it's powerful. We'll see.
Great, thanks. Yes?
Yeah, I work with healthcare without harm, so we have a program where we're trying to get healthcare workers to become trainers and talk about public, health and climate change. So if you can check out healthcare without harm, maybe mm-hmm. we have something like that next year.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes. All right, well, as I said, this is not going to be your last opportunity to think about this. Those of you who weren't able to sign up last year because you weren't here, please sign up to the list because we're going to stay in touch. We have the periodic teleconferences where we'll get people together, reflect on where we need to go in the coming year. As Laura mentioned, we are going to have send you out little email reminders, the seasons of change, to give you some good thoughts about, just to re-energize you maybe about what we can do. We've certainly learned a lot here today. I think I certainly have felt very encouraged by the amount of work that's going on at the state and the local level. So I'm very happy to hear about it. And I do hope that next year that map is a lot different and all sorts of colored in. And we know there's a lot of work at the local level as well. We are encouraged that John had so much more of an optimistic report this year when he came. And we're hopeful, and I think that it was inspirational that we all need to get involved and make a difference. It's clear that nurses and others have made a difference so far, so we can't let up for one second. We've learned that there's lots of resources out there. This session and the other sessions in these couple of days are telling us of all the things, but there are concrete things. Annie is an excellent resource that people can go to, and if you don't know about it, see anybody with a button, we'll show you where to go. But also the environmental health nursing site that Stephanie talked about has a good document with concrete steps that you can take. There's lots of ways to make a difference. I thought the school bus example was fabulous. And so we can think about more local concrete. That's what I remember about Lil last year, talking about her efforts in her local community. The more we need to make big policy differences, but we also can have local difference as well. And then we all can promote energy efficiency. I think Maria gave us very good concrete examples of how Energy Star is an excellent tool that we can all incorporate into our work, and that we can bring our green to work by incorporating Energy Star. So I think that we've learned a lot. We've laid a good groundwork that we can continue, that we can figure out. We have some good steps that we can take right now, and that hopefully next year we'll have more good things to report, and we'll be able to lay out a plan for future. So thank you again for coming, and we look forward to seeing you next year. Yes. If you need some more Annie buttons, there you go.
Get your green on.
So that's right.
Thanks again to everybody, all the speakers. We really appreciate it.